This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant on Friday against Russian President Vladimir Putin, accusing him of the war crime of illegally deporting hundreds of children from Ukraine. Reuters' Freddie Joyner reports.
The International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant on Friday against Russian President Vladimir Putin, an exceedingly rare step for the world body, accusing the Russian president of the war crime of illegally deporting hundreds of children from Ukraine. ICC President Pyotr Ofmansky.
This is an important moment in the process of justice before the ICC.
Moscow has repeatedly denied accusations that its forces have committed atrocities during its one-year invasion of its neighbor. Ukraine applauded the decision by the ICC. Ukraine has said more than 16,000 children have been illegally transferred to Russia or Russian-occupied territories in Ukraine.
Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. The European Union said Friday that international donors pledged more than $850 million at a conference in Brussels to help support millions of people who have fled Venezuela. The EU and Canada co-hosted the two-day meeting aimed at raising awareness and funds to help tackle what they call one of the world's largest displacement crises. The UN Refugee Agency estimates more than 7 million Venezuelans have left their country, propelled by grinding poverty and a political crisis. Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry says he intends to activate all of the country's security forces to fight increasingly powerful gangs. Friday's surprise announcement at the headquarters of Haiti's armed forces comes as Haiti and certain UN officials continue to press the international community to deploy foreign armed troops to help Haiti's national police quell the widespread violence. It was not immediately clear when the military would be activated or what role it would play. You can keep up on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A retired Air Force officer has gotten prison time for his role in the Capitol riot. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Larry Brock was dressed in combat gear and had zip-tie handcuffs with him in the Senate gallery on the day of the riot. He was sentenced to 2 years in prison. Prosecutors wanted 5 years. The judge said Brock's social media postings before the riot were very troubling, and he read some in court. One of them said, "When we get to the bottom of this conspiracy, we need to execute the traitors that are trying to steal the election, and that includes the leaders of the media and social media aiding and abetting the coup plotters." The judge said it's pretty chilling stuff, astounding, considering it was coming from a former high-ranking military officer. Brock didn't engage in any violence on the day of the riot. He didn't speak in court. Ed Donahue, Washington.
SVB Financial Group, no longer the parent company of Silicon Valley Bank since the bank's seizure last week, is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Silicon Valley Bank is now being run under the jurisdiction of the FDIC as a so-called bridge bank and is not part of today's Chapter 11 filing by SVB Financial Group. SVB Capital, a venture capital and private credit fund platform, and SVB Securities, a regulated broker-dealer, are also not part of the bankruptcy. But the financial group, along with its CEO and chief financial officer, are the targets of a class action lawsuit that claims the company didn't disclose the risks that future interest rate increases would have on its business. In a statement, restructuring officer William Costuros wrote, "The Chapter 11 process will allow the group to preserve value as it evaluates strategic alternatives for its prized businesses and assets." I'm Jennifer King.
President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey says his government will move forward with ratifying Finland's NATO application, paving the way for the country to join the military bloc ahead of Sweden. The breakthrough came as Finnish President Sauli Niinistö was in Ankara on Friday to meet with Erdogan. Both Finland and Sweden applied to become NATO members 10 months ago in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, abandoning decades of non-alignment. Erdogan suggested on Wednesday this week that his country might take up Finland's accession following Niinistö's trip. NATO requires the unanimous approval of its 30 existing members to expand, and Turkey and Hungary have failed so far to ratify the accession of the Nordic neighbors. The United Nations said Friday that Cyclone Freddy, which dissipated this week after a record-breaking rampage, has caused more than 460 deaths in southern Africa and affected more than 500,000 people in Malawi. The storm dumped 6 months' worth of rainfall in 6 days on southern Malawi. You can find more of on that story and everything we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.